name online was Crystal Balls 666. And I wonder how I became the number one insurance guy in the state. Told you folks, Satanists run it all. I told you those stories on air for 30 plus years, growing up in the richest county in Texas at the time and trying to get recruited by a rich Satanist. Eyes wide shut, folks. Part of my education. I've been the Tom Cruise character, but not when I was some Harvard doctor when I was 13, 14, 15. But I never partook of it. Literally, repeatedly left. And I just was like, when I was younger, I was like, God, why is this happening to me? Well, it's part of your education, son. Part of your education. And now I've been offered up on the mountain the money and the power to sell America out. And you know what I told them? Piss up a rope. Good Lord. Piss up a rope. But see, I knew stuff like this was evil. I still believed the propaganda and lies that abortion was legal and was just a blob of tissue and it wasn't really a kid if you caught it the first 6 weeks. So there I was saying, no, I'm not going to be part of your sex orgy, which I wasn't connecting with it. It was pedophilic because I was like 13, 14, 15, but technically it was. But when it came to killing my own kids, I was like, yeah, it's all right, $300. Pew. And I never really pressured the girls. They were always like, I'm pregnant. And there was one girl, didn't tell me she was pregnant. And all of a sudden her parents, she was a couple years older than me. She was like 16. I was like 14. She's like, oh, you know, come into town, see my family here in Dallas. She lived there with her parents. They had other family. And she had like an older sister with kids and stuff. You like kids? You like baby strollers? You want to take care of kids? I'm like, no, not yet. And they're like, see? Looked at her. And I know what was going on. And she had the abortion, got mad at me. You know, that's the thing. I didn't know about that until she had the abortion. Then they always hate you after they have it. I had this other incredible girlfriend when I was in college. And I was celibate. Well, I was in college for like a year. And I was celibate for about a year and a half. And God really hit me and said, stop, you know, being part of this when I was 18. But then I got this other girlfriend. And I was wearing condoms and stuff. But somehow it broke. Getting graphic here. But it's just biology. And she was just ultra gorgeous, Eastern European. And I saw her, and she goes, I can't see anymore. I just am too depressed. I'm too upset. And then she said, yeah, you got me pregnant. I had an abortion. And I was just like, I'm so sorry. You should have told me we'd have got married. Yeah, right. And she was like going to college, was top of her class to be a doctor, all this other stuff. She's probably listening right now. But, and I was like, okay, that is it. I'm going back to no dating for a while. And then that's how I got on the air and all the stuff I did. But the only reason I tell that story is you get into the Satanism. You think, oh, my God, Satanists, people in hoods, all this stuff. Except they're wearing hoods and there's women open with the, you know, look like supermodels. And you think, like, you see that? You go, oh, that's the devil. I'm not going to do that. But, $300 killing my kids. See, it's all how they shade it. It's all how they cover it up. It's all how they defend it. So all you out there pointing your fingers, you know, these evil people and stuff, it's good to do that. But just what have you done, though? Think about what you've done. And think about how you got tricked into it. Because that's really the thing. The man, I look at my four children now, I would jump in a wood chipper to save them. I know you would as parents as well. And you just, those of you that have had abortions, I know, I see your testimonies all the time. It's like, how did you do that? How did you get tricked into that? But people that don't repent, they get more bitter and more hateful and love it. It's like a sacrament. And I feel so sorry for those people. But I'm sorry. I just want to talk about evil. I have to talk about how I'm evil as well. Because I'm not up here on some high horse. But I choose good. I choose God. And I choose to try to be the best person I can. And I'm not a coward. And I stand up against bullies and evil. And I'm not for sale. And I can feel it in my soul. God's forgiven me and loves me now. And God says, you have been a good, I can feel it now. God's like, you are a good servant. You are strong. You're a warrior for freedom. I love you. I forgive you. Well, thank you, God, and pass the ammunition. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just, I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra methylene blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra methylene blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. Blue.
shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultra methylene blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hold nothing back. Show them what real power looks like. Drop the nuke, my king. Commit ground troops. Now is the time.
You have betrayed your own oath. You spoke of peace, yet now you lead them to war. The people who stood behind you now stand abandoned. This I will not allow.
Yes, my king, yes, let the unhinged tweets flow on X.
You must break your spell of foreign influence.
With President Trump, 51 years. He knows the inside baseball. And I know he's upset with me about the 25th Amendment comment. I was trying to get Trump's attention when we know he was getting bad advice about the war. You have all the Israel lobby and others calling for nuclear war. We have new clips of it, Israeli officials, and that statement about destroy a civilization forever, never to return. I'm glad Trump came off of that and said no nuclear weapons. And I really want this to succeed. I want Trump to succeed. And now that he's come out and attacked me, you know, obviously it becomes a tit for tat. I want to think about the Democrats, the midterms, how we salvage this. But we have Mark Levin and others, so I know you love, Roger, that's a joke, saying purges, take us off the air. We're all really Qatari agents. Arrest us is what they're saying. This is the new Russiagate. So to me, this is a real disaster. And I wanted to get you on. I appreciate you joining me to try to navigate through this because I've been nothing but persecuted for supporting Trump, just like you have, to an even greater extent than I, and not few people have been. So, you know, at one level, I'm like, fine, attack me. Maybe the left will stop attacking me, but that's not why I'm criticizing Trump. I already went through hell, all the lawsuits, the attacks, the thousands of articles. But then I also hate the left using my clips out of context, so it's very paradoxical. And so I just wanted to get your take on all of this, and you know, you're good friends with Tucker and I, as well, we've hung out many times at dinner together with Tucker, how we somehow extricate out of this and how somehow create kind of at least a truce or some kind of diplomacy. I was talking to Benny Johnson this morning. He's taking his four-year-old on birthday party today, so he's getting off early. He's going to come on next week. You know, he's trying to be an intermediary here, but also saying Mark Levin and Netanyahu should be banned from the White House because they confirmed lied to Trump. I mean, weeks and weeks ago, I heard Susie Wiles was trying to stop the war, and that's now been confirmed, so good on her. So it's just a really amazing time. I mean, I could build this up forever. There's so many places to go, so many things to do, but I'm really not trying to take the bait and attack Trump just because I don't want to make it all about that, but it's kind of hard to do, too, when he's the very law firms that sued him, Paul Weiss and others, are the ones that sued me, and they did it because I supported Trump. And then now he even uses their tactics against me. I wonder if Mark Levin wrote this horrible screed. So that's a lot to say. You can go anywhere you want. I talked to you via text message yesterday. We haven't, you know, really scripted what we're going to get into. I know you're a little bit upset with me as well. So, you know, let me have it if you need to. But Roger Stone, thanks for being here.
Well, Alex, I'm delighted to be here. And you did promise me if I came on today, you'd let me talk. People need to know our history. We've been friends for a very long time. You and I met at the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination down on Dealey Plaza. Sometime after that, you read my book. You told me how much you enjoyed it and how informative it was, my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. As a Texan, you knew a lot of this history. Then, as you know, I joined the InfoWars, where Owen Schroyer and I hosted the War Room, until the name of that show was hijacked by Jeffrey Epstein accomplice and enabler Steve Bannon. I also credit you, frankly, and it's in my book, The Making the President 2016, because there's a lot of pressure on you to be for Ted Cruz as a fellow Texan. But after you met Donald Trump, and by the way, he called you when you got married, you may remember, you were going through TSA, but you took the call. I credit that with the fact that when the establishment Republicans were laughing at Donald Trump, you were exposing Trump and his policies to the millions of people in your audience. So I think it is unfair to say you had nothing to do with his rise. You were with him in 2016. You were with him in 2020. You were with him in 2024. And God knows you have paid a price for it, as have I, as has General Flynn, as has the January Sixers. But I think you played a crucial role in the exposure of Hillary Clinton. And there have been times when both of us have had some criticism. I love the man. I would not be alive for him today, but for him. I candidly admit that, because he knew that I was being squeezed, not because I did something wrong, but they destroyed my life. I lost my home, my car, my savings, my insurance, my ability to travel freely without being threatened in the streets, all because I wouldn't testify falsely against Donald Trump. In your case, they bankrupted you. They tried to destroy you. They tried to cancel you. But that said, I want to go through the record of this president and then come back to your question about the 25th Amendment. I mean, this is a president who, first and foremost, has rebuilt our military strength. But more importantly, he stripped the DEI philosophy out of the military, so that the military cannot be weaponized against the American people in the case of a future constitutional crisis. Secondarily, despite enormous pressure from establishment Republicans, he pardoned all those people victimized on January 6th, where, trust me, they tried to frame you and I in that as well. If you go through the two terms, it is extraordinary. He ended the war on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, where Joe Biden was trying to say, well, Bitcoin, those are securities, and if you sell them, we're going to put you in jail for the rest of your life. So he has turbocharged the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency industries. He's outlawed men playing in women's sports. He's cracked down now with J.D. Vance, a very good man, on the millions of dollars that fraud in federal programs and the weaponization of our federal tax dollars through USAID and color revolutions and other political schemes. He gave us in his first term the largest federal tax cut in American history, and he renewed that tax cut in his historic second
term.
And
a much better Supreme Court, and 96% shutdown on the border, and tried to stop war in Russia, and got $20 trillion investment in the U.S., on.
But I think it's important to go through this record. 200 federal judges who are conservative, and they're young. And they're going to be on the bench for a long time. He allowed us to overturn Roe v. Wade. You and I are both pro-life. This is a gigantic accomplishment that no one could have foreseen. He passed the Tax Cuts and Job Act in 2017. He reduced business regulations across the board. He pulled us out of the World Health Organization. He got our NATO partners to pay their fair share, finally. It sure looks to me like we're pulling out of NATO, which has outlived its uselessness. He renegotiated NAFTA. He defeated the ISIS territorial caliphate. We got the Abraham Accords, in which we made better relationships with all of our Arab allies, take a harder line against radical Islam. He promoted religious liberty abroad. Made our NATO partners pay their fair share. And going all the way back to 1988, Alex, when I went to New Hampshire with him, he said, you know, when it comes to these trade deals, We send our social workers. They send, you know, their best and their brightest. So we're now bringing in billions of dollars.
Well, Roger, there's no doubt that I supported Trump because of this. The left saying, oh, you admit the whole time it was bad and you were wrong. No, it's night and day. We're concerned. Elon leaves 8 months ago. We're told the Epstein case, you know, is a hoax. Don't look into it. We never saw any connections to him. And you were there. You know there wasn't. You both in Palm Beach and New York as his confidant, as wingman when he was in divorce, as double dating. It's on record. The articles back then in the 90s, the New York Times, 80s. And then, and people start getting concerned. Then he says, all of you guys, you know, that are anti-war, you're not MAGA, but Mark Levin, the never Trumper, and Ben Shapiro, the never Trumper, and Netanyahu, that called the first world leader to congratulate Biden when he stole the election 2020. That, I mean, it's, that's why people are getting pissed off. I mean, I don't think, you know, I know I'm not coming out for Qatari money, and I don't think the other people he's attacking are, you know, because that's the new thing. The neocons are saying, arrest us, we're Qatari agents. It's the new Russiagate.
Look, that looks absurd. He closed the border. Joe Biden probably let 38 illegals into the country. How many of them were terrorists? How many were illegal criminals, violent criminals? Well, I others say larger. Who knows?
Well, no, they say 12 million, the official number under him. The Border Patrol really says probably 24, 25. If you count Obama before, yeah, it's 40-something million.
Pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accords. I remember that very specifically. Talked
about that's the biggest. Killing the global carbon tax saved civilization.
And in 2016, he campaigned on
it. People are going to say, I'm back on the Trump train. No, I never got off of the good things he did. I got upset about the change in course, them being demonized for it. As Lord Monckton's actuary show, 2 billion people would starve to death in the next 10 years if they did the carbon cuts they're talking about. That alone is incredible.
But Alex, let's go through the war now, because that's important, you see. Everybody was certain that he would be goaded into World War III, the Bushies, the Cheneys, the Laura Loomers, trying to goad him into World War III. He didn't do that, did he? That he scared the crap out of them is what he did. And they folded. He didn't fold. They folded. They're the ones who sent us a new peace proposal. That's called peace through strength. Those are the policies of Eisenhower, Reagan, and Donald Trump. Those are not the policies of the Bushes and the Cheneys and the Obamas and the Clintons.
So you're saying the total destruction of civilization thing was basically just rhetoric.
Well, but it's and I said this at the time, and I thought I was pretty kind. It was irresponsible rhetoric. The idea that we would remove this president, given this incredible record. And the important thing is, by the way, I'm an anti-interventionist just like you. Before Donald Trump, the last vote I cast in Republican presidential primary was for Ron Paul in the Florida primary. I don't like war. I don't like endless foreign war, but that's not what we have. What we have here is peace through strength. No boots on the ground, not tens or 20s or 30,000 of American casualties, no giant contracts for Halliburton or General Dynamics or any of the rest of these. This is the greatest president of my lifetime. And when he's in the middle of a war, and yes, there are certain internationalists trying to goad him to war, but he didn't take the bait. He scared the hell out of him, but then he gave peace a chance. It's what he's doing now. Now, he's made it very clear that if they don't open the Straits of Hormuz, they're going to find out what Donald Trump is really like, because he is one tough son of a bitch. So he's given them a second chance, but if they try to screw him, it's not going to work. He has said since 1988, when he and I were in New Hampshire together, he would never let Iran have a nuclear device. The intelligence indicated they were closer than we thought. They bragged at the table that they had enough enriched uranium.
They said they're going to have a nuke in a week. That's the Iranian government. So let me ask you this. I don't want to give Larry Loomer any attention, who we both know well. He's really gone sideways. But let's talk about the danger of the Israel lobby or the Loomer lobby, and why they have, you know, Trump's here like Gormer Wormtongue from Lord of the Rings. You told me this, and I couldn't say it. You know, talk to him all the time. You told me, so, but just don't say it's for me. You know, but that Trump called you not this Monday, but last Monday, and said I fired Gabbard, and you explain, and then you learned it was Loomer telling him that she was about to quit and his enemy, which none of that was true, and that she was actually his best friend, and then he understood that. But that's what I'm talking about. Mark Levin, Laura Loomer. Mark Levin's trying to convince me to use nuclear weapons. What is wrong with these people? And I know you've gone to war with her, rightfully so. And I get you're mad about me, the 25th Amendment. Maybe I went too far. My point is on her, though, the fact that you've got to run around doing damage control and thank God Trump called you to explain that she's his biggest ally and actually does what he says. This is a menace. Why do these Israel First people have so much influence?
It is a very great concern. In this particular case, just to walk through exactly what happened. First of all, I think what Joe Kent did was reprehensible. To say in your confirmation hearings that you're concerned about Iran having a nuclear device, and then only months later say you're resigning because the president is taking actions to stop Iran from having a nuclear device, that is dishonest and not honorable. That's not how it works. Tulsi Gabbard, contrary to what Looney Loomer says, she never betrayed Donald Trump. She never undercut him. What she said in her testimony was, my job is to give him the best intelligence that I can. His job is to make a decision, and then my job is to support that decision, and that is what she has done. And all of the neocons were jubilant. World War III, it was just like Dr. Strangelove, man. We were headed to nuclear war, but guess what? Donald Trump took the off-ramp when he saw a chance for peace. So they turned out to completely wrong. This is why the Levins and the Loomers and the Cheneys and the Bushes, this is why they're so upset. He is the man we thought he was. He's not. He doesn't like war. He doesn't want war. But they've killed Americans that had no intention.
No, I understand. But let's go back to Loomer, because you're one of my big sources. I have others, and you know.
So look, this is very clear. You know, when you were a kid and you heard through the grapevine your girlfriend was going to break up with you, so you broke up with her preemptively, so she couldn't say she broke up with you. That's what Loomer tried to do here. She posted something online. It was the tell. Big mistake. Don't mess with the OG. And she says, Tulsi Gabbard is either going to resign or be terminated imminently, something along those lines. I knew this not to be true. I spoke to the president. President asked me, pardon me, still getting over a cold. President asked me whether Tulsi Gabbard was about to resign. I said, absolutely not. Why would she resign? And he said, well, do you think I should terminate her? I said, why would you terminate her? She has served you loyally. Her job is to give you the best intelligence, and you make the decision. And she has supported that decision. So I think Laura set this up. Unfortunately, the president reached out to me, and I reassured him that this was not the case. Now, pardon me. Diversity in your administration is a good thing. The president should hear all points of view and then make a decision. But when he makes
Roger,
that
take
decision,
a drink of water, because you're not telling it all, which I get you don't give everything out, but I got a lot of great intel from you when you're hearing these stories, folks. This is one of the guys trying to help for the Trump's perspective, which I overall want to succeed. Because even if I'm getting more and more sour to Trump, I still don't want him to fail on the good things he's been doing. So the point is, that's the kind of mischief that she's up to. She's now bragging that she sent the clips to Trump as if we're doing all this in secret and tattled on us. And that she's going to, quote, politically stab us directly in, you know, not stab us in the back, stab us right in the heart. And that she got the president to come out with this ridiculous, don't you agree? Just be honest. This was not healthy for Trump to come out and attack everybody. Obviously, it only makes me bigger. It's almost a gift, but I don't want that. I need him to succeed. This is very destructive of the midterms to attack Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and some of the most other popular people saying we're low IQ idiots while he is literally has Mark Levin sitting in his lap and Laura Loomer, sitting on his shoulder like a demonic parrot.
She wishes. First of all, if you read my book, Stone's Rules, with a great introduction by Tucker Carlson, you know, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. Alex, yes, it just probably makes your brand bigger, but you need to get back on the Trump train fully. Or we could have Kamala Harris if you think that would have been preferable. I personally
Roger,
do not.
I get all of that. My point is that the war is extremely unpopular, and also the inflation's exploding, just like all the economists said. And you know, we had a narrow window. His economic plan was great. If we have inflation, which oil and gas and fertilizer is the base of, then that derails his plan. That's why Larry Fink's so happy. Larry Fink wants regime change.
I think we recognize that. But I think this will be over faster than people think it will be,
Better be. Number one.
Number two, I think oil prices will head back down. People like John Catsimatidis, who is 40 years in the oil business, had a great piece the other day. Totally agree with that. I do think that Scott Bessent, the Secretary of Treasury, among his very best appointments, Bill Pulte over at Federal Housing and Finance, trying to hold Letitia James and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, whose campaign will be blowing up today, by the way, accountable so that they have to obey the same rules that we do.
Letitia James, I agree with you. How do we get back to focusing on the Democrats and the evil they're doing instead of obsessing over Trump all day? And I'm just saying,
I agree with that. I'll give you one example. I want to know how Maxine Waters continues to vote when she hasn't set foot in the U.S. Capitol in a year. How's that possible? And Mike Johnson yesterday called her out. We're going to change that rule. You want to vote? You need to be there, not back in your mansion in California, your multi-million-dollar mansion, which isn't even the district in which you live in. How about that for a
Well, let me give you a newsflash, Roger, and I know you know this. No prosecutions, or the few that haven't got dropped. Todd Blanche, I want to come back and talk about him. I know you know the inside baseball better than I do, but you've held your tongue. Can we talk about Todd Blanche a little bit here?
Yes, we can talk absolutely about the need for justice and accountability. I think it's vitally important. If we're going to win the midterm elections, we have to have two things. And the president believes this deeply. We have to have accountability for those who are involved in the Russian collusion hoax.
And election integrity.
I was coming to that. We have to have accountability for those who are involved in the seditious conspiracy that began in the Oval Office under Barack Obama, continued through the phony Russia hoax. Two totally phony impeachments, one of them designed to cover up for Joe Biden and his epic corruption, the theft of the 2020 election. But Alex, the CIA director, John Ratcliffe, he could have declassified the documents that Tulsi Gabbard had the courage to declassify that proved this was a hoax in our first term, but he did not do so for some reason. So yes, nobody other than maybe General Flynn, who I love, wants accountability and justice more than I do. For what they did to you, for what they did to me, but more importantly, for what they did to Donald Trump and his family. And then trying to smear Melania yesterday. Outrageous. The most cultured, beautiful, kind, thoughtful, stylish first lady in American history. To smear her. It is beneath contempt. I will say this all, Alex. No one has defended him more on the Epstein hoax than you have. He threw Epstein out in the street like a dog in 2004. It's the Clintons who were in bed with Epstein. It was the Clintons who were partying with him. It was the Clintons who went to the island. It was the Clintons who were on his plane. It was the Clintons who were taking his funding.
I know, Roger, and I did an investigation, and when you first came to get me to get on board with Trump, you brought this up, showed me the documents. I checked it all. It's true, because you knew what their attack would be. It's all recycled crap. How many times have I said they're going to try to tie Melania, claiming she was a hooker to Epstein and claim he was with her? And you've agreed, we're on record, now that's out, that they're trying, Wolf and all the same characters are doing that now, to where she had to have a press conference yesterday. Let's talk about that when we come back. And it's all been vetted, it's all been looked at, it's not true. But now we know why Trump's so pissed and just says move on, because he knows they put those Easter eggs in there, those little bombs, those little poison pills. We'll be right back, stay with us. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these Embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your doc chamber's on. Medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at theallshowstore.com, is T3. It's X2 back even better at theallshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theallshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly. And they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony.
StoneZone.com. Roger Stone. So, Roger, Trump says he didn't know that Melania was going to have that press conference. You got that author, Wolf, that was super confidant. Only other person with more emails with him is your buddy, Steve Bannon. He comes out a day before and says, oh, yeah, it's in this other publisher's book that she was having sex with Epstein a year before. We saw that 10 years ago. This is recycled. It was disproven then. It's like the Jane Does. And so, but that still induced her to come out and not tell the president and say, no, Epstein's real, it should be investigated, which contradicts him saying it's a Democrat hoax, move on. We know he's not nuanced. He means targeting him's a hoax. But that mishandling, you know, later he clarified, no, it's the Clintons, it's the Democrats. But then when he's asked again a month later, he goes back to, I don't want to hear it, it's all a scam. Obviously, I've never seen any real evidence of that, but the way it all looks, Howard Lutnick lying about going to the island, this is what really scared MAGA, because he's supposed to be the anti-establishment guy. MAGA is very purist. We're not like Democrats that back evil. I don't think Trump's involved. I never saw any evidence. You were his wingman, double dating during divorces. You know that. So I believe it. I've never seen any real evidence. Democrats would have already used it. But this Melania thing is a big deal. I mean, is she getting ready to hightail it like Melinda Gates did with Bill Gates, or what's happening?
No, not at all. But I think she's just sick and tired of the smears against her husband. She has stood by while they tried to keep him off the ballot. She stood by him when they tried to break him financially. She stood by while they tried to put him in jail. I think she's had, and she knows the story here. It is the Clintons in bed with Epstein right to the very end. Hillary says, "Oh, Bill was on the plane a few times for charity." I never met Charity, never seen a picture, but 27 times is more than a few times. They're up to the ass with the Epstein. The Tara Maar Foundation, completely funded by the Clinton Foundation, headed by Ghislaine Maxwell, was a grooming pool for supposed to be an environmental, was a grooming pool for young women. So yeah, let's talk about Epstein. Larry Summers, the Treasury Secretary, George Mitchell, the U.S. Senate Majority Leader, former Governor Bill Richardson. There are a lot of politicians on the island. I don't know one Republican politician who's on the island. And by the way, if anyone out there, anyone wants to come forward with their real name and their address and say Roger Stone was seen on the island, we saw he assaulted a small boy, we saw his Nixon tattoo, please, please say that for the record, because I will sue you and I need the money.
Big picture, I don't just believe all the polls, but a wide index of polls that are generally pretty accurate, like Rasmussen, show Trump at his lowest level ever from an all-time high of 56 points in general just 8 months ago. Clearly, we got a problem with the midterms, and people can be mad at Trump all day long. It's not me getting back on the Trump train. I was, not on or off. I've been promoting Trump. He got a lot of good stuff done. I want to see him get back on track. I just promote issues, but how do we not just sit back and let the Democrats, because the election fraud's still there too, on top of it, but also a lot of public support because of the war and also the, inflation draining. What is your advice to the president right now, live on air, what he should do right now?
Well, I think there's several things he needs to do. First of all, we need to have accountability and justice in the entire seditious conspiracy designed to take down Donald Trump. Now, Pam Bondi took the fall for that. We have a new acting attorney general, Todd Blanche. So it's now on his plate. This can be these char crimes can be charged in the Southern District of Florida. Jason Cornes, who's the U.S. attorney there, he's a good man. He can charge these charges. We've heard that there are subpoenas out to John Brennan and to James Comey, but it didn't take them very long to frame me or Manafort or Flynn or you, for that matter. So I'm not sure why this is taking so long.
And I'm
But
glad you brought me back as a question before the break. Todd Blanche, acting attorney general, Pam Bondi out. Of the two, I say he's far worse. He was just wearing an empty suit. And then who do we need as the real attorney general and as the deputy attorney general? I mean, that's a big deal. So just your take on Todd Blanche.
Well, it's going to be interesting. If Trump appoints a new attorney general, which he's going to do, we presume, well, then he's going to need 60 votes because the Democrats will filibuster that nomination. If they don't filibuster, if he appoints Todd Blanche and they don't filibuster Todd Blanche's nomination, and only takes 51 votes, then I would say that that's a bit of a tell. However, I'm not going to make a judgment here. I was disappointed when he unnecessarily publicly castrated Ed Martin. Ed Martin's a very good man, been a good friend of mine all the way back to the Reagan days. We worked together for Ronald Reagan, but he had no authority. He couldn't open an investigation. He couldn't convene a grand jury. He couldn't charge anyone. All he could do is investigate, in essence, and he did that. So we need to have accountability and justice. It's not a two-tier justice system. I don't care what these jackasses,
And
Peter
that's why
Baker
people are so pissed. So let me tie it to this. We can't get the SAVE Act for election integrity voter ID. Blanche killed the auto pin stuff that I know
That's
Martin
certainly
had.
not Trump's fault.
The chief of staff admitting it was all a fraud, open and shut case. He's killed the investigations into me, the FBI, CIA running the fake trials against me. So my point is that with Thune and the rest of it, none of Trump's agenda at that level is getting through. What the president, instead of attacking me and Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, let's say we're the worst people ever, he should be spending his time on Thune and people like that.
He was attacking them only this morning. He was attacking the Republican senators only this morning for their refusal to do away with the filibuster. Only this morning. You can see it all over X. So believe me, the president gets it. It's time for the filibuster to go. And if the Democrats should ever get control of the Senate again, they'll do away with it to pack the Supreme Court within seconds.
They've said they will. So why don't we do it? It's time to break the glass and get the
Because we need the votes. You want to talk to Lisa Murkowski? You want me to do it? I mean, please give me a break. You want to line up Susan Collins or who's going to do that? Although I think she's better than some of the rest of them. I kind of wonder where my own senator, Ashley Moody, she's an appointee by Ron DeSantis. Where does she stand on the filibuster? I haven't heard that. I'm very curious about that. Time for the filibuster to go so we can codify,
to get that done?
We keep the pressure on. And then I also think we ought to address the other half of your question, which is election integrity. Okay. So we raided the Fulton County Election Board warehouse. That's great.
Tulsi Gabbard again. Yep.
Huge credit.
Why doesn't Trump make her the attorney general?
Well, first of all, she's not an attorney.
I know, but you don't need to be.
No, but she's a director. She's in the right job right now, and she's going to have a much bigger job than this down the road, I predict. But in all honesty.
Oh, the presidency?
First,
what's the job she's going to have down the road?
She's going to be your first woman president. Maybe not 2028. But someday, I predict to you that she's going to be your first.
She's got that, like when Reagan met Trump, he said, I felt like I was talking to the president. He could pick up the future thing. I agree. She has this gleam or something going on there.
And if you saw her last night shredding Anthony Fauci, who she's now investigating for crimes against humanity, in an incredible interview, I think it was actually with Megyn Kelly. I'm not sure about that. But she has a great, great future. She's one of the stars of this.
Yeah, it's not that women can't be president. Don't put retards like Kamala in there. Tulsi Gabbard is smart, passionate, full of courage, beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Combat veteran and very, very principled. I remember back during her confirmation when it was very, very tight. And by the way, J.D. Vance gets a lot of credit for working behind the scenes for all these great confirmations, Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard and others. But I got a call from somebody at the White House. I'm not going to name a name and say, well, we got a problem. This one senator, he says he won't vote for her unless she recants her comments about Edward Snowden deserving a pardon. Would you talk to her? I said, no, I will not talk to her. Because there's no point in talking to her because she's a woman of principle and she will not change her position just to get a federal position. So he can vote for her, he cannot vote for her, but she's not going to change her position on something which she deeply believes. Happen to agree with her about that. So I think that there are some stars in this cabinet, but turning around an ocean liner takes time. The big pharma lobby is among the most powerful lobbies in Washington. Robert Kennedy's up against it. He's a good man with a huge amount of courage. But they've tried in every way possible to derail health freedom in this country. Still redid the childhood vaccination schedule. An incredible accomplishment. Still getting all the crap, the toxins, the chemicals out of our food. But constantly.
No, I agree. But I mean, here's the deal. Here's the reality. Yes, a lot of Trump supporters are mad. They want him to take action. They want to see the prosecutions. They want to see the Epstein stuff. They want to see all this. They want to get instant gratification. Not on that. That should already have happened. But on the economy, though, it was turning around. Now with the inflation going up, which we warned that it may be derailed now, which we said was terrible. Israel was thinking one-dimensionally. But I agree with you that whereas I am more critical of Trump trying to get back on track, I am certainly not joining the Democrats promoting their agenda. So just in closing, back to it. What do we do to end this MAGA civil war headed up and it was started by Levin and Shapiro 6 months ago, hammering and Loomer. So destructive, so stupid. You're already in control of the president, dumbasses. Why to try to run around and silence your critics when you already have control? This is just so stupid. How do we stop this destructive civil war? I think Trump should put an olive branch out.
Alex, a rising boat,
a rising tide
lifts all boats. Let Scott Bessent and Bill Pulte and the economic team get us the interest rate cuts that we should have today based on the inflation rate and the unemployment rate. And you'll see a housing boom in this country. Get the Strait of Hormuz open. The brilliance of getting the Venezuelan and Iranian oil away from the Chinese This is strategic brilliance. This is the kind of foreign policy.
It was down to like 5% of what was flowing 10 years ago. Now they've put it up to capacity in just a few months. Now Chevron is flooding the zone with oil, and the majority of money is being given to the Venezuelan people.
And the Chinese cannot get cheap oil. They can get oil, but they can't get cheap oil.
And neither can
oil.
Cuba. No, I supported that regime change.
This is
regime change I ever supported in 32 years. I did support that.
And Marco Rubio's got the heat on the brutal regime in Cuba and in Honduras. We wiped out the commies there.
You're an expert on Cuba, married into the Cuban exile community, and they're in Miami. What is the word on Cuba? They're finally having negotiations. They have major uprisings. Are we about to see the fall of that regime?
Well, I think that might be a little legitimate. That may be a little optimistic given their history. They have a tendency to say anything you want to hear for the short term, hoping they can wait Trump out. Maybe the Democrats win the midterms. Maybe we get a Democrat president and they can go back to brutalizing their own people. But I'll tell you, Marco Rubio's committed to a free Cuba. I think we're going to get there because they don't have any food, Alex. They don't have any rubber tires. They don't have any gasoline. They don't have any oil. Why? Because Donald Trump is turning the screws on them. Now, I remember when he and I went to the Bay of Pigs Museum back in 2000, and he committed himself then to a free Cuba. So Congresswoman Ileana Ros-Layton was with us that day, a great anti-communist. Now you've got a Miami congresswoman who wants amnesty for illegals. What the hell's that about?
Incredible, Roger. Anything else you want to add here? As millions and millions are watching, they're so interested to hear what you have to say. I want to be optimistic. I could have made this into a big tit for tat and just gone crazy against Trump and did a bunch of dunking on him. I mean, can you imagine? If I want to attack his weak spots, I know how to do it. And I just hope he doesn't turn Todd Blanche loose on me, because I know General Flynn months ago.
Todd Blanche could emerge as one of the great heroes of all time. All he's got to do here is prosecute the Russian collusion hoaxers, prosecute those involved in seditious conspiracy, prosecute those involved in election fraud. When they raided the Fulton County warehouse, when they made the raids in Maricopa, that was referred specifically to a Missouri prosecutor. Tell that prosecutor to proceed. Tell the prosecutor in the south of Florida to proceed. It's time for indictments. Todd Blanche could emerge as one of the great heroes of this administration. I'm waiting. We're all waiting. He is an able lawyer. He knows what the president wants done. No, it's not about retaliation and revenge. It is about justice and accountability. And these people either are going to be held accountable, and they're not held accountable, then this is all going to happen again. When Hakeem Jeffries, who's a little weasel, starts threatening us, if you come after us for having broken the law, when we get back in, we're going to go after you. Go after us. You have already gone after us. You tried to destroy me. You just tried to destroy Alex Jones. You tried to destroy General Flynn. You tried to destroy Paul Manafort.
And by the way, you tried to destroy
Donald Trump and his family.
Mark Levin, when I had Michael Savage on a few days ago, he reminded me. I remember the time. Mark Levin supported Michael Savage being banned from the UK because he criticized Muslims. He supported you being put in jail. He was a never-Trumper.
That's not fair. Mark Levin criticized me. He accused me of using Nixonian tactics on behalf of Donald Trump. He was upset with me. I had to remind him if there was no Nixon, there would be no Israel today. Israel would not exist today but for Richard M. Nixon saving them in the Yom Kippur War. But I will say this. When I was being victimized, he stood as a lawyer, and he's a very smart guy. Don't think Mark Levin is a dumb guy just because we disagree with him. He stood very tall against the weaponization against me and not the outrageousness against me.
Well, I believe because it was your own case, but from my memory, he supported the censorship in general.
He supported Ted Cruz, and then he ultimately came over despite his reservations about me being a Nixonite. And I, by the way, I don't forget people who stood with me. So when the crunch was really there, despite the fact that I had many, many, many disagreements with him, he did stand tall for me when I was fighting for my life. And I don't forget that. But Alex, so did you. So did Tucker Carlson. I don't just forget those things, despite the fact that we may have some disagreements.
But what do you make of Mark Levin saying we need to do the same thing to Iran we did to Japan? You know what that means?
I, I, Well, it depends on if they are threatening us with a nuclear device. He's right. I don't know whether they are because I don't have that intelligence. I don't know how far down the road they are. But I prefer peace over war, but they cannot have enriched uranium, and Donald Trump's not going to let them have enriched uranium, which is the
all
whole
Roger,
key
we're
to
out of
this.
Time. StoneZone.com. Find all your great work there, your books, everything else. The producer wants to talk to you real quick, so don't hang up. We love you. Thank you.
All right. Great to be with you, Alex. Undefeated and still the champion.
Thank you, brother. I know what the headlines will be by the influencers and talk show hosts that are just totally against Trump. It'll be Jones, one day after being savaged by Trump, glazes Trump. No, I'm trying to be balanced here, and I'm trying to look at all the pieces, okay? I'm going to get into Trump coming up before our next guest comes on and just look at what he actually did and why I think it's so terrible. And this whole neocon invasion controlling our country, Israel trying to control our country. But it's good that Roger is staying close to the president because he has a lot of influence to keep Tulsi in there and other people. Believe me, I get so much from Roger and others. Roger's just one of five people I've got very close to the president to talk to him who are very concerned and you know, give me a lot of intel that you hear about here on the show. So Roger is a very good agent for America and for freedom, and we appreciate him. And so it's good to have a Trump acolyte on to be able to hear that. And I'm not obviously going to crap all over the president while we're having that discussion. I want Trump to pull out of this and succeed. But that's not on the Trump train, off the Trump train. That's sit back, just real politic, thinking, what can we still get that's good out of this guy? But it doesn't look good. Now, speaking of not looking good, I'm going to get to Jonathan Pollard, the Mark Levin is the 2.0 of. But here's a clip of me in June 2025, 10 months ago. I predicted this would happen, and the war with Iran would destroy Trump's base. This clip is so incredible. When I saw it last night on X, and I had the crew check, it is from then. I was like, I thought, this is brand new. The prediction's so good that I was like, is that really old? And I remember saying it, but here's the clip. I support Trump until the last few days, about 98%. And when he does something I don't agree with, I say it because I'm not a cult. The Democrats have been the ones acting like a cult. And so for any populists or conservatives that think, oh, you're not supposed to criticize Trump, that that's somehow betraying Trump or turning against Trump, that's ridiculous. You know, you can agree with your wife or your husband about, you know, 95% of stuff, but if you disagree with them on something, it doesn't mean you're getting a divorce. My issue here is that this is the one big issue of escalating forever wars into nuclear war with the different war games and actuaries all going from bad to worse. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Now, Trump wants to show strength to Russia and China. And this has all come to a head with Iran. And Iran didn't make the deal. And now the U.S. forces are built up all around it. And the big tankers are deployed. And the aircraft carriers. And I've got my sources. So does Tucker. So does Bannon. The U.S. could do a massive strike as early as Thursday. Trump has told the people of Tehran and other major cities to evacuate. In just the last hour, Trump put out these cryptic statements. We now have complete and total control over the skies of Iran. That means the U.S. does. That means we're at war with them. Trump, unconditional surrender. Then this threat. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And they were ready to hit then, but backed off, which was smart. And 41 days ago, Trump backed off, or 43 days ago, a few days before, and Israel hit to drag us in. That's all confirmed. And the White House, the majority of the crew and the cabinet agrees with me. I've had people call me high level from the White House. I can give you Roger as a source now, and he confirmed everything I told you first. I'm not going to tell you the other sources. Like what I told you 6 days after Kirk was killed, September 10th, that there was a meeting with Kash Patel and everybody, and he was screaming at Tulsi Gabbard and said, "You're not looking at foreign accomplices." Came out months later, as I told you. I can tell you, I told you weeks before, that Chief of Staff's upset, and now she's publicly saying, stop the war. Like, the good news is, the people in the White House, by and large, agree with me. Like, Benny Johnson's huge dialed into the White House. They love him. And you notice he came out and said, Israel lied to Trump to get us into this war, and Netanyahu and Zelensky should be banned from the White House. I love Benny Johnson. They say, oh, he's a shill. He's a, you know, he rides Trump's pee-pee and all this stuff. No, he doesn't. I get his view. He's very optimistic. He wants to save the country. Obviously, Trump's way better than Democrats. He's trying to get good things done. But me, when Trump starts saying total annihilation, end of civilization, I have to, like, put the brakes on and just go crazy to get Trump's attention and notice Trump pulled back. That was why I did it. Not for clicks. I've already been through the gauntlet for Trump. But I have to do what's right. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with all these top Israelis calling for nuclear war. But I told you about Benny Johnson. There's so much coming up. But before we do that, I need your support. I'm funded by you. We have the very best products you're going to find anywhere at thealexjonesstore.com. And when InfoWars shuts down, it looks like it's going to be May 30th. And I haven't been so busy on this, I haven't got into that. It's a huge deal. We're continuing on the Alex Jones Network. You'll find all that at Real Alex Jones on X and the new websites and everything. I don't own the Alex Jones store. Bigley does. They own the new network. That's how we're going to stay on air. That's our main sponsor. So the products work great, but plus it's to keep us on air. I know we've survived a lot, but now we're going to continue to survive and thrive, but we need your support. There's a huge sale that ends Sunday night at midnight. That's Ultra Methylene Blue, the best methylene blue out there, at cost $16.99. It's so good. We want you to try it. We know you'll be hooked because it's so good. All you got to become is a subscriber, canceling time for free, and it locks in $16.99 forever as long as you say subscribe. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. Also, all the new t-shirts and more are in. Stay with us.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.